Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. A year ago, I reported on a study about an increase in fatal traffic accidents on April 20th, 420, a date considered somewhat of a holiday by marijuana aficionados. That study was in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, and it used data from the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The researchers looked at fatal accidents on 420, between 4:20 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. from 1992 to 2016, and they compared that date's data with the day 1 week before and 1 week after. They found a 12% increase in the relative risk of a fatal traffic accident after 4:20 p.m. on 4:20, 4:20 p.m. being the time that a lot of pot smokers like to light up on 4:20. The paper caught the attention of McGill University epidemiologists Sam Harper and Adam Palayu.
I should say, at first, I thought the paper was intriguing.
Sam Harper on the phone from Montreal.
I think the most fundamental difficulty with the JAMA paper was really the large magnitude of the effect size, given what we already know about impaired driving. So in order to increase the national rate of fatal accidents by something like 12% would require either a really large segment, as much as 15% of the population to be driving while high after 4:20 p.m. on 4:20, or really, really incredibly high relative risks of driving after the kind of cannabis consumption that you might have had on 4:20. So I think this was actually a hard case to make substantively.
Harper and Palayu decided to dig deeper.
So one way to test this is to see whether this kind of elevated risk persists if you compare 4:20 not just to the same day 1 week before and after, but for example, to the same day 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, or to every other day of the year. And that's part of what we did. And when we did these sort of additional tests, we found very little evidence of any elevated risk on 4:20. And then the last thing we did is we also looked at this question of whether certain days showed, persistently high risks year after year. I mean, I think that's another way of trying to assess whether or not something is really robust. So again, when we did this, we found very little evidence that there was any kind of sustained effect of 4:20, not even for recent years, where this has become a more popular event. But other very well-established holidays like July the 4th, the weekends around Thanksgiving and Labor Day, these things show very reliable excess risks of fatal crashes basically every year since the data started being collected in 1975.
Harper is careful to say they were not debunking the original research.
That's not the way I see it. I see it as like, okay, these guys had an interesting idea. And now what we did was like poke a little more deeply, look at it a little bit more carefully, and, maybe we find it's not so robust. And that's kind of interesting. I think that's the way the process should work, I hope.
For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.